Masechet Baba Kama, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. This Mishnah will talk about Edim Zomemim and how that applies to the Arba'a V'Hamisha payments. Edim Zomemim will translate as plotting witnesses. Let's say there was a man named Reuven. Two witnesses, Shimon and Levi, came on the scene and they said, we saw Reuven eating chilev, we saw Reuven eating forbidden fats. And they give that testimony in front of a bet din. But problem is, right after that, another group of witnesses comes forward and claims that Shimon and Levi's testimony was false. They can make two different claims to say that Shimon and Levi's testimony was false. Number one, this second group of witnesses could come forward and they could say that the event that Shimon and Levi claimed to have seen in a certain place in a certain time was not true. Because they could say that they were in that time, in that certain place, and they witnessed nothing happening. So therefore, they could undo the testimony of group number one, Shimon and Levi, and the testimony of both groups are treated equally. The second way to undo the testimony of Shimon and Levi would for the second group of witnesses to come forward and say that they saw Shimon and Levi in a different place, right at that time. So it would have been impossible for Shimon and Levi to have seen the event that they claimed. So what do we do in that case? We believe the second witnesses. They're the ones who we accept, and we dismiss the first witnesses, and we say that they were Edim Zomemim. They were lying, plotting witnesses. They were trying to hurt the man that they falsely accused. And what we do to these people is they receive the same punishment that they were trying to accuse that person for the crime. They get that punishment that he was supposed to get. So that case of chilev, Shimon Levi claimed that Reuven ate chilev, which is dino b'malchut. You get lashed for that. So what we do is we lash Shimon and Levi. They get the same punishment that they were trying to impose upon somebody else. So let's apply that logic to the cases of Arba'a v'Hamisha. Mishnah says, ganav al pi shenayim v'tabach u'machar al pihem. Let's say somebody was being accused of stealing an ox or a sheep. Two witnesses claimed, and they say, we saw Reuven stealing an ox or a sheep. That's Shimon Levi come forward. And also they're claiming that they saw him slaughter it or sell it. And then it's found out that they were Zomemin, that they were plotting witnesses, that they were lying. So what do we say? Mishalemim hakol. These two liars, these two witnesses who gave false testimony, they have to pay the whole Arba'a v'Hamisha fine to the person that they accused of stealing, because that's the punishment that he would have received according to their testimony. Ganav al pi shenayim. If someone stole an ox, according to two witnesses, v'tabach u'machar al pi shenayim aharim, and then two other witnesses are claiming that he slaughtered it or sold it, elu va'elu nimse'u zomemin, and then both sets of these witnesses are found out to be zomemin, they're found out to be liars. So what do we do now with the 4 or 5 time payment that the combined testimony of these sets of witnesses would have created on the accused? Harishonim mishalemim tashlume chefel. The first set of witnesses who only testified about the supposed theft, which we found that not to be true, they have to pay a double payment to the person they accused, because they never testified about tabahu machar. They never said anything about slaughter or sale. So they only made a claim about regular theft. Regular theft punishment would have been they have to pay kefil, the person they accused. So therefore, these first two witnesses only have to pay a double payment of kefil. And the later ones, the second set of witnesses who testified that they saw the slaughter or sale of the animal, they would have to make a triple payment. What we're saying here is we're talking about, obviously, an ox to get to the five time. So if we were talking about a sheep, we would make the second set of witnesses would only have to pay two. But if you're talking about an ox, for a total of five, the first two witnesses have to pay the double. And when the second set of witnesses came and said they saw that it was slaughtered or sold, they're adding another 3x to the equation for the total of five, and that's what they would have to pay. Nimse'u aharonim zomemin. If only the later witnesses were found out to be zomemin, who they were turned into liars. They testified about the sale or the slaughter. They were found out to be liars, but the first witnesses who came, who told us that the animal was stolen, they were not liars. They were not found to be zomemin, who mishalem tashlume chefel. The thief makes the double payment because the original testimony about the theft was seemingly true. Vehen mishalemim tashlume shelosha. And the later witnesses make a triple payment. The testimony about the theft is valid, so therefore the kefel is paid by the original person who was accused. It seems like he actually did it. And then the triple payment is made by the edim zomemin. They have to pay a penalty to the person that they accused. They were trying to get him to go from the 2x number that he was supposed to pay to the 5x number that he was going to pay. They tried to raise that number up. So therefore, they are now responsible to pay him a penalty of a triple payment. Ehad min ha'acharonim zomem. Of these later two witnesses who are claiming that they saw a sale or a slaughter of the animal, if one of the two, it came out, was found out to be a zomem, found out to be a liar, batla edut shenia, the second testimony is fully rejected. We only have one witness left over from this second pair, so we reject, we don't accept one witness. So the accused thief would not have to pay that triple payment afterwards. He would still have to pay the kefel, the double payment, because there are two witnesses who are claiming that he stole. But we only have one witness left who's claiming that he saw a sale or a slaughter of that animal. So therefore, we reject him. And the accused thief that would not have to pay that extra three times penalty. And even the zomemin would not have to pay to him. They're not considered to be edim zomemin because only one of the two was found out to be a liar. For edim zomemin to work, would have to compensate the person for the lie that they had, it has to be both witnesses are zomemin, both are liars. Ehad min harishonim zomem. If one of the first witnesses who testified about the theft was found out to be an ed zomem, found out to be a liar, batla kol ha'edut, all of the testimony is invalid. The testimony about the theft, the testimony about the sale or the slaughter, she'im en geneva en tevihav en mechira. Because if you don't have that first step, if you don't have a proper edut about a theft, you can't build off of that the concept of sale or slaughter. In other words, you have to scaffold over here. The first step is you have to have proper testimony about the theft. If that's there, then you could have people come and give proper testimony about sale or slaughter. But if you're missing that first block, if you don't know that the animal was actually stolen in the first place, because you don't know that, because one of the two witnesses was thrown off. He found that to be an edzomem. So you only have one witness claiming that there was a theft. So you can't really claim that a stolen animal was sold or slaughtered. Can't do that because you don't know that there's a stolen animal here. So therefore, everything falls by the wayside. No one's obligated to pay anything. They don't have to. The accused person would not have to even pay kefel because you don't have any theft over here. Of course, you wouldn't have to pay the 3x payment as well for the tevi'ha or the mechira, for the slaughtering or for the sale. And the accused, both pairs of witnesses also would be exempt from all payments because you don't have any real pair of edim zomemim. The first pair, you only have one of them who was thrown off. One of them is still there, so you don't have the two edim. And the second set of testimony is totally off because once the first testimony about the theft is rejected, the testimony about the sale or the slaughter is totally ignored and irrelevant, and it wouldn't change anything, so therefore we ignore that as well.